Blog Talk Radio.
Look, we got it on. Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully, it works.
Record it.
Where's the card? What do you mean? Oh, on the thing.
Oh, here. Right. Okay.
Connection. No, because that's working through.
This is famous. Warren.
When I heard you say Pappy right away, this is
ironic,
Warren.
I was a little boy.
Can you hear me? Do you want me to run the board?
I can barely hear you.
Okay, hold on. Is that any better?
That's better. How's it going out there in Grandview?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
I can't. Using the microphone off the headset because apparently that's the only way we can get it to go through. So we'll make sure.
So you're doing okay? Do you want me to run the show while you do the Grandview? Hello?
Yeah? Call in.
Tammy? Well, this is what happens to everybody when we try to do live showing. It's our first time, so bear with us. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? I can hear you.
All right, we'll just run it off the phone and we'll listen to the show live that way.
Can everybody hear you? Is it going through everything okay?
Well, we're going to change it over so it does in just a second.
Okay, because it shows that there's no hope.
Okay, do you want to try calling?
I'll call in.
I'll call back in on the host line.
Okay, hang. No, you stay on the line because it will end the episode. Stay on, I'll call in.
Okay.
As the host. Okay?
That works, do it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up?
We're going to have fun fighting with this.
Hello.
See ya.
Hello.
She's tried to. Oh, my God. Because we can't keep signal.
Oh, really?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Tammy? Hello? You're on Garage Talk Live. Girls Getting the Facts. Live report from Grandview. Well, it looks like we've lost Tammy. Hopefully she'll call back in with a live report from the Grandview Freedom 76, where the take-home purse is $50,000. I have my picks. Who do y'all pick? I have nobody listening. I'm waiting for Tammy to call back in, if she can hear me.
Hello?
Hi, is it working now?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now that I've called you. Can y'all hear me?
No, we can't do internet and phone at the same time. We have Sprint.
Get off the internet.
Yep, we're off the internet, so we'll just do it all through the phone.
Yep.
We can do that. We'll just do it through the phone. We'll make it work.
I'm on the internet, so.
All right, well, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, and we're all live right now.
We're live, and I've already said, you know, welcome to Garage Talk Live, Girls Getting the Facts, with a live feed from the Grandview 76, Freedom 76, where there's a $50,000 purse on the line.
All right, well, that'll work then. Let's get this rolling. Since we can't get it to work on the computer, we'll just do it through the phone.
Let's do it.
All right, are you ready? Because I got Joey Adams with me, I got Keith Gerhardt, I got Whippy with me. He's got his pink sunglasses. We got Tiny with us. Whippy's got his pink sunglasses on. So who do you want to talk to for? Oh, and Keith has got his Piggy shirt on for now, but he's changing. He's going to put his Joey Adams shirt on.
Well, let's talk to Joey. Let's see what Joey has to say.
Okay, Joey, you're up first. She's going to talk to you first. We've got to do it the hard way.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing a radio
show.
I'm fine. How are you, Joey?
I am great.
Are you looking forward to this race, huh?
This is going to be a race of epic proportions in so many ways, between the crowd and the car count and the amount of talent that's here. It's going to be an incredible show. Very much looking forward to it.
Very much, huh? Well, you know, I've never been to Grandview, and it doesn't look like I'll be able to get there on my trip out to see Tammy, but I imagine we're going to drive by there, so at least I get a feel for the track.
You got to do it.
We've got to do it. So who are you thinking is going to win this?
I will give you my honest opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be someone that we least expect. You always have your heavy hitters and your top guns that are going to be your favorites going into it. There's a lot of luck of the draw with this race. There's a lot of cars here. There's a lot of talent. A lot of things are going to happen. It's a lot of laps, so anything can go down. So I really honestly think and kind of hope that maybe someone a little obscure and off the charts will pull this thing off and take home the $50,000.
Yeah, you think, huh? Well, you know, I'm not familiar with any of the drivers there other than what I hear on our weekly show with Tammy. And, you know, I seem to have chosen my favorite.
And that is?
You know, that's, well, I only can really remember one name. So, therefore, you know, I'm picking Dwayne Howard to win. You know,
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. I've heard that, you know, he can smash up cars and get back out there. So,
yeah. Dwayne is, we are very, very fortunate here to witness Dwayne, along with several other drivers, to witness him race every week. He is one of the most talented modified drivers here on the East Coast. And Dwayne has clicked off 9 feature wins this year, I believe. in fine fashion, too. He doesn't start up front. He has to start pretty deep in the field and really works his way up through. He's very clean. One of the nicest guys in racing you ever want to meet. If you ever get the opportunity for you listeners out there to come to Grandview Speedway, and if you come into pits after the races and you get a chance, stop by Dwayne Howard's BPG Racing number 4 and just say hi. He's a super, super nice guy and always take time to talk to his fans.
Well, that would be good because, you know, when he wins this, he needs to take time to talk to this fan. He needs to, you know, call on up and say, look, I hear you were rooting for me from the start and go from there.
Exactly, exactly.
That's my ultimate goal is to talk to him. You know?
Yes,
and, you
I,
know, even,
I,
if he, even if he doesn't win, you know, I still would like him to call in and tell us, you know, what he thought of the race.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Actually, Dwayne is not only a customer, but he is a friend of mine, and I may be able to pull that off for you.
You know, I would absolutely love that. You know, I mean, if you were her Thursday night show, I mean, it was basically Cindy and the Dwayne Howard show.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My daughter says, I thought that was the guy that Tammy was talking about. Well, that is the guy that Tammy always talks about. Not that she's playing any favoritism, but it seems to me that Dwayne Howard has monopolized this track this year.
He has.
You know.
He has. It's been a bit of a dominating fashion for him, and that is certainly not taking anything away from any other competitors here. This track, week in and week out, is one of the toughest fields anywhere. Dwayne, his crew chief, Alan Finch, and his owner, Chad Sinnen, have really put a nice package together here. They've been great. They've been lucky, too. Luck comes into play. They haven't gotten into too many jingles and little crashes and things like that, not too many flat tires. Those are things that can kill you for
right.
your finish and your points as well.
Definitely your points. You know, a solid finish, you know, top five finish will definitely keep you in the points. But,
exactly.
You know, the little gremlins will knock you down faster.
Every time. And it seems like once those guys get into those gremlins, they're very, very difficult to shake. I will give you a heads up here and just chatting with the thousands of people that are here at the Speedway today and last night.
Thousands.
Literally thousands. Dwayne is a pretty heavy favorite, to be honest with you. So just by the way he's handled himself and conducted himself throughout the year, you certainly can't rule him out. So
right.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Mhm. I really wish I was there.
You need to come here sometime.
Well, you know, I'll be there on the 25th, but there's no racing going on when I get there.
That is no fun. You need to come up here and hang out with all the good folks here at Grandview and all the people that patronize this place week in and week out. We got the best racing fans anywhere.
Let me ask you, how long have you been involved with Grandview?
I have been coming here since I was 5 years old, and I'm a little older than that now.
And that was the point of me asking. From what I've seen, this is not a weekend get-up. This is where people come for a lifetime.
Yes, that is correct.
The racing has started. The racing has grown. And it seems that it's going to continue to do so with those that are 5 years old. They'll be bringing their kids, you know, in 20 years.
You are absolutely correct.
Your kids, you don't have a baby till you're 25.
you are correct.
Put some morals in that, right?
No, I see a lot of the same faces here. We always love to see new faces so that they can become regular faces, if you know what I'm saying. And everybody's great here. Everybody gets along very well. It's a big family-type atmosphere, and it's all well for one another and for the love of the sport.
Yeah, and now tell us about some of the sponsors that are there today. I mean, there's some pretty heavy, you know, hitters also that are there to make this race possible.
Not even just to make this race possible, but to make the purse possible.
Yes. The main sponsor of today's Freedom 76 is Chad Sinnen Motorsports, BPG Racing. Chad is a dear, dear friend of mine. He's a friend first and a customer second. Chad and I have had a great, great business relationship together. He is great for this sport. He has sponsored many events. And he's been sponsoring the Freedom 76 for several years now, and it's one of the great guys in motorsports. This is a very, very expensive hobby.
It is
very expensive, and it's tough. And I applaud guys like Chad to just keep putting forth and putting out what he does to enable us fans to enjoy a race here every Saturday night and watch these guys give them the best equipment they can possibly give them.
Right. As you know, as you said, you know, enabling the fans to go out there. But what a lot of people don't realize is the sponsors enable the drivers to pursue their racing career, whether it be at a local track such as Grandview, which I know is a NASCAR sanctioned track, but to you know even have the possibility to move forward to maybe start in the trucks to go to, you know, the NASCAR Nationwide, the Cup Series. You know, this is where we get our drivers, is from the little tracks like that, and because of the sponsors.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to make sure that people realize that you know, even though it is family fun, that this is a career booster for a lot of drivers.
You're exactly right.
And it is the sponsors that make that happen also.
You are exactly right. And to all you fans out there listening, you see these names on the side of the race car, patronize the sponsors at your local speedway. By patronizing them, it allows them to make some more money and do some more racing. You know, it's a good win-win circle of things to happen. So please, anybody listening out there, again, always patronize the people that are involved in your local motorsports. They make everything happen, and without those guys and gals that put their money out there for these drivers to go have fun on the weekend, this wouldn't be possible.
It would not be. You're right. And you know, let me just throw this out there. You know, let's take Tammy for a minute. Tammy,
mm-hmm.
You're listening. She's out there every race.
She's out there. She's actually chatting with several men at this point in time. I am shocked.
Well, you know, we're kind of breaking her out of her shell.
I see,
you know,
that.
She's moving up in the world. You know,
that's quite an effort on your part. That took about, what, 3 or 4 minutes to get her out of the shell? I'm not real sure.
Yeah, no, it took a little bit longer. And there is honestly a few drivers that she will still clam up for. But we're going to change all that. You know, I mean, there's good things coming for Tammy. But, you know, Tammy is out there every weekend. Tammy is out there promoting the racetrack, promoting the drivers, promoting the sponsors. You know, when y'all see Tammy, say hi. You know,
absolutely.
Let her know that you appreciate what she does. Because I have a feeling, I mean, I know there are, you know, track officials that help promote this, but there comes a point where there are the fans that started, like you, when you were 5, that continue to promote this.
Absolutely.
Without those that go to the race and watch the race and help promote the race, there would be no race. So
you're exactly right.
We need to say thank you to, and Tammy just does an absolutely remarkable job, and I know she's probably wanting me to shut up about her right now.
She is an absolute sweetheart, and like you said, if you ever get a chance to talk to Tammy, she always has a smile on her face. She always has nice things to say about everything, and just a great gal.
Right. And, you know, if there's a picture or something that you don't want, you know what? Send us a message on Garage Talk Live Facebook page. Like us on Facebook and send a message. I can guarantee that she will send you a picture of one that you specifically like. You know, she's great that way also.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, do you know the furthest that somebody's come to race in this, or?
Well, the best of my knowledge, Stuart Friesen is from Canada. He
mm-hmm.
probably has the record for the most miles traveled to get here at this point in time. I don't. To the best of my recollection, he has traveled the furthest here to race.
Well, Stuart, you know, we wish you the best. We definitely do not want you to go home disappointed whatsoever, especially making that drive home. You know,
absolutely.
So get out there, do your thing.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're thinking it's going to be just someone that we do not expect. You know, it's just going to come like a thief
yes.
of the night, huh?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I've always been a fan of the underdog and the little guy. And can you imagine what a boost the $50,000 paycheck would be to a mid to low dollar racer? And I use that term low dollar
lightly. Yeah.
Very, very lightly, because there's a lot of money involved in these guys and with their equipment and everything. So it would be a tremendous boost not just personally, but it could allow some of these guys to continue racing that may not would have been able to continue on for another couple of years. So
right.
it would be a really, really good shot in the arm for them to get something like that.
Now, Joey, there is the overall winner is $50,000 purse. Am I correct?
The overall winner will be taking home $50,000 in cash.
Okay, now, is there a, heat purse, any additional purses out there for grabs?
Yes, there is going to be some additional money on the line through lap sponsorships. Many patrons, fans, businesses have put some money up. For example, my company could have put up $50 for lap 10 or whatever, something like that. Many, many people have done that. And there's usually several hundreds of dollars that get accumulated through running the 76 laps. So if a guy's leading on lap 5 and that lap was worth an additional $100, that is their money to keep, even if they do not win the Freedom 76.
Right.
So you got extra money there.
Yes,
it's a nice, it's a very nice incentive. It's a very, very nice incentive.
Bingo! Right. And it could go through, throughout the entire race.
Absolutely.
In NASCAR, I refer everything to NASCAR because that's what I do. Okay, the first person to get a lucky dog, there you go, $100.
Exactly,
the
there you go.
$100. Yeah, that always makes it fun. That always makes it fun.
It really does.
Well, I wish everybody out there the best,
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure chatting with you. And I do believe I have Brian Whippy Whitman that is going to be coming up on the mic next. And I got to tell you guys out there that Mr. Whip is looking quite fashionable with his pink sunglasses with checkered flags down the side of them.
Oh, well, I need to talk to him about those glasses.
It is something special. And I tell you what, there's not a lot of people that can pull this off. But this young gentleman, not only is he doing it, he is rocking it.
Joey, did he just boast on himself and say no? He did, didn't he?
I know
he
nothing.
Boasted. He's the only one that can do that, so he thinks in his own mind. That's okay. Brian, we're going to let you have that.
Absolutely. It has been an absolute pleasure just speaking to you and everybody out there, and I'm going to turn the microphone over here to Mr. Whippy.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go, Whippy. He's cleaning it.
All right. Wow, look at this smartphone. Is I just talking now?
All
right. Hello.
Is this a smartphone?
I don't know. It's smarter than me, so. So it's a smartphone in my eyes, honey.
Whippy, what are you doing, sunshine?
Oh, we are enjoying ourselves here at the Freedom 76 Lollapalooza Tour.
Now, first of all, before we get into this, tell me about what you got on. What are those glasses? Am I going to need to have them confiscated so I can wear them to Dover?
No, well, I'll give them to Tammy to let you borrow them.
I'm going to have to take pictures.
Yeah, they seem to be the hot setup. Everybody asked me where I got them, and I got them from a friend. I like the color pink, and I like checker flags.
Well, you can't beat that. 2-1 combo.
Yeah. So.
Four.
But hey, for to let you happy, our guest on Monday Night Motorsports will be Mr. Dwayne Howard this Monday.
What time will that have to be?
7:00.
Well,
from 7 to 8.
I might have to be that first caller.
Yes.
because I have to get ready for Garage Talk Live right after that.
Right.
So I could just totally bail on Garage Talk Live and join Whippy and Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my host just called me and told me that's who we have for our guest on Monday, so I figured, that would make you happy.
That's going to make me totally excited. Especially if he wins and then he's going to have a Monday night show and a Thursday night show. Don't forget about that Thursday night show when he wins.
No, I'll be listening And it just gets bigger and bigger, and now we're in the parking lot of it's pretty much a sold out Grandview Speedway tonight.
Well, I was looking at the pictures that Tammy had posted, and then I was reading some of your posts. A few of them, I was just like, oh my gosh, and it really, I'm here doing some math homework, and it's just really raked on my nerves. The coals are a little hot over here because I want to be there so bad.
Well, this is for us folks here in Pennsylvania and in New York and all around, this is probably the richest small block race ever. And, you know, it's just,
well, you know,
next
year. I will be there next year.
Cool.
No,
yeah, well, we'll all be here again next year because this is our once a year bash, you know. People come here and just have fun and enjoy themselves, and dirt fans are great people, you know.
Oh, definitely. So did more RVs come in, or is it just,
yep,
you know, just now parking? I mean,
yeah, they brought more RVs in. They got the fields have got more campers in them, and the flow of people just keep on going by.
That's wonderful.
So I think it'll be a great show. I mean, you know, sprint car fans are it. You know, the race car, dirt people, we love our dirt racing, and we'll go watch anything, and we'll put up with pretty much anything.
Yeah, well,
so,
you know,
I'm excited.
I think they all are going to have a great time. You know,
yeah, there's 80 cars in the pits.
80
cars. Yep.
There's 80 trying out for this.
Yep, and only probably, if they're lucky, they'll start 40 if they're lucky.
Half are going home. Well, you know, I wish everyone the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, but to say that you were, you know, a part of it, you even tried out to, you know, do this. And for one lucky person, you know, it might
change their world.
Right. Do you know what your question is going to be to the winner yet?
No, I don't. I'm just going to go down there when they pull in the victory lane and wing it, you know?
Wang them. Lay it out.
Yeah.
Don't forget the 10%. I'll split it with you 60.
Okay. Yep. You know, so you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, you'd love to see a small guy who maybe has never won. Cause see, the sixer, the winner gets their name on the back of the T-shirt every year.
Right.
So you read the back of the shirt, you see the same names after a few years. You know, over and over. You like to see somebody, you know, different win.
You definitely would like to see someone different. You know.
Yeah.
You definitely would like to be able to have a collection of the different shirts with the different winners. You know, I mean, but by no means do I begrudge any, you know, multiple winner a win.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, who wants to get that trophy, you know, that has your name on it 5 times?
Yeah, that gets old quick.
It really does, you know, unless it's the trophy. And then
Yeah.
I understand. But that, you know, that comes with multi-million dollars, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times I saw my face for multi-million dollars.
Yeah, I mean, and it's going to be amazing what's going to happen. I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be spectacular. I know that. I don't know what kind of word you could put towards this, you know.
No, I don't think there would be. There would be.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean,
I look forward to watching y'all.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to be updating, you know, your Facebook during?
I'm sure somebody will. Yeah, on Facebook there, I'm sure somebody will, like, Pro Weekly. Somebody will be, you know, they'll be updating, I'm sure, on Facebook.
Definitely. You know, if I was there and could listen in, I would do it for everybody out there. But
unfortunately,
Texas is pretty far away from.
Yeah, and I'm not that fast on the computer, you know.
I'm just
a race fan who loves. And you know what? This is my 50th race of the year.
I'll make my own poll.
Really?
Yep, it's been the 50 dirt races this year.
Landmark going on right now. Huh?
Yep. So.
Making history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're doing a live remote broadcast.
Now
people are looking at the car going, cool.
Tell them to come over. Let's talk to them. Give me a fan.
All right, hang on. We got. Well, now there's not a fan even coming by right now.
Will you
so hang on one second.
Spectator?
Yeah, we got to find a spectator. Yeah. Oh, this man's even wearing a Dwayne Howard shirt.
Bring him on.
Would you like to talk on the radio? We're on the internet.
My own show.
He has his own show. Okay.
But that's okay. He can still talk to me. I don't mind.
He can still talk to us. Okay. Apparently
no.
No? Oh, well. Thanks for stopping. Enjoy the race.
He's
right on. You know? Jeez. Oh, well. What are you going to do? That's live radio and internet, right?
What was the name of his show?
I don't know. He said he does his own show. He does enough of it. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, yeah, go get the grill. We might have the guest of the Grill on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bounce coming up.
Mr.
You know?
Bob. And what does Mr. Bob do?
He's the grill. Mr. Bounce. You know, the Bounce?
We're all rocking.
He's the master of the grill on the hill. Every Saturday night we have a huge cookout after the races, and all the drivers and fans all come down around this campsite after the races every Saturday night, and Bounce cooks for us all.
Bring a 6-pack or 12-pack, and you're good to go, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you give him a couple bucks for a donation. It's all donated, and he feeds you spare ribs, hamburgers, hot dogs. Last night we had a pig roast and a clam bake.
Really? Oh yeah, you out there have clam bakes. Look at
that. Yeah.
You're making me more and more. Look at that.
Yeah. And this was Friday night.
I would even put on my little clam diggers and go.
There you go. Yeah. The clam diggers. I like that. Hey, Scotty, you want to be on the show? You want to talk on the internet? Come on, you're a professional photographer. No? All right. Okay.
Cute girl on the phone interviewing. Uh huh.
They're probably all in the grandstands now. All the, you know, yeah. Everybody's in line right now to get ready. Cause I can stare at the pits right now, and I can see some of the guys taking the grinders to their tires right now. So,
we're
like, yeah, they're getting ready. You know. So, all righty. So I'm gonna give you back to Tam. See, it's Tam's. You're Tam's show. You probably want to hear it from Tammy, right?
I hear from Tammy every day, all day. Where's
she going? No, I hear from her every day. You know, but I'm going to try to go over here to this hauler over here. There's this big hall, and that's where Stuart Friesen is.
Well, go get Stuart.
Stuart Friesen. He won Super Dirt League the past 2 years in a row, and he's here, and he's driving the Ford car, which Timmy McCready usually drives.
Okay.
Because Timmy McCready is running a dirt late model somewhere else tonight.
Go get Stuart. Tell him, come on.
Yeah, so I'm going to go wander over. I'll give you Tammy. I'm going to go try to get Stuart.
That'd be great.
Ready? I don't know if the reception went. Hey!
Did we lose? Hey, well, it sounds like you're just having a blast out there.
Oh. Did we lose it?
Tammy? Are you there? I'm here. Can you hear me? There we go. Now I can hear. All right. Go get Stuart. We're going to keep going with this show. And you should see this place. There is no parking. All you see when you look around, cars and motorhomes and motorcycles are pulling in. There are people everywhere. There's people already sitting in their seats at the grandstands. It is unbelievable. Girl, you see somebody take home $50,000 tonight. And you know what? We have no clue who's going to take it because there's so many top names here. I see Craig Von Dorn's got a backup car sitting here ready to go, should he need it. I'm pretty sure Dwayne's got his backup car here. Everybody is set. Everybody's ready to go. At 5 o'clock, they're going to be doing some interviews in Victory Lane with Chuck Shucks, who is this year's track champion for the late model, and Jared Umbenauer, who is your sportsman champion for this year. And, of course, your boy, Dwayne Howard, is going to be in Victory Lane getting interviewed too. And I just come back to Lee Howard on the phone. Yeah, you know, Joey and Whippy said that, you know what, they're going to talk to Mr. Dwayne Howard, and, you know, I'm going to call in to his show on Monday night and going to hook Dwayne up to come talk to us and, you know, just let us know whether he wins or loses, that, you know, we appreciate what he does to the track and makes it exciting and move forward with that. You know, I think that's just going to be absolutely awesome.
We're waiting for Stuart. We're going to give you Keith Gerhart because Keith has a huge honor tonight. He has to start tonight's racing by singing the national anthem and Canadian national anthem. So are you ready for Keith?
Sure.
Here we go.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Keith. It's Cindy. How are you?
I'm just fine, Cindy.
So let me ask you, have you been doing your, well, I don't know what they're called, those me?
Not yet, no. But I've been practicing for over a week now. I just found out a little over a week ago that I was going to be doing the Canadian National Anthem. Never sang
Canadian?
It before?
No.
I'm Pennsylvanian.
Okay. Well, now, are you going to have your lyrics in front of you? I mean, are they even lyrics? I don't think they'd be called lyrics, you know.
I got them memorized. Everything's a cappella, and I got them memorized. So
really?
The way I do it,
so,
yep.
We should look for you on American Idol after this, huh?
They have age limits, and believe me, I'm way beyond them.
Well, you know what? I think they should have a different type of American Idol. You know,
senior idol for people over 50.
Senior to me, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Midlife. Yeah.
Let's just call it Midlife Crisis Idol.
There you go. There you go.
And go from there. So what brought on this honor? Or do you really normally sing?
I've been singing at Grandview for almost 4 years now. I do maybe 5, 6, 7 shows a year.
What's up, buddy?
And no, I've sang at other racetracks too.
Just the national anthem, or are you in a band, in a group? Do you do entertainment, or just the national anthem?
I just sing the national anthem and God Bless America here at Grandview. And tonight, doing O Canada will be a first for me. I've never performed it before, so we'll see what happens.
Do we have a lot of Canadians? I know. We just told that there's one Canadian that's come down.
Yeah, Stuart Friesen is here.
Yeah, Stuart.
I have no idea, but I'm sure he's brought a crew with him. So.
That's absolutely awesome. My daughter just wanted to inform all of us that Justin Bieber's Canadian.
Oh, yeah?
We can't go without a show without mentioning Justin Bieber.
Of course, yeah. I've been compared to him many times.
Really, you got that little side flip in your hair going too?
No, I have no hair.
But if you did, you'd wear that. Just an honor.
Yeah.
Well, so you've been going. I'm trying to take a poll now. How long have you been involved with Grandview?
I've been coming to Grandview for over 40 years now.
So since you were 10?
Since I was a little kid. Way before then. I'm almost 60, so I've been coming here a long time. I started with my mom and dad on Sundays when they used to have midget races here.
And you've got your kids and
grandkids now? Yep, absolutely. My grandson is almost 4 years old, and he is already a race nut with his grandpa.
Well, that's wonderful. Like I was just telling Joey, this is where, these tracks are where, people's dreams are made, not just a weekend. It's not just a weekend hobby.
Exactly.
People are looking at this for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It brings the family together. It brings a lot of unity, and the dancing in the community is unreal.
Well, they're racing. The fans here at Grandview are like a family. I mean, everyone knows pretty much everybody else that sits around them. Everybody sits in the same seat. So, yeah, it's pretty much a family atmosphere here.
Well, that's great. Like I was saying, I will be up there. I don't know when, but I will definitely be there eventually.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, if you're going to get dirty when you're here, but it's worth it because of the entertainment that it provides for just a small amount of money too.
Yeah, and if you don't like the dirt, just bring an extra set of clothes. You can always change and then get dirty again.
Exactly.
No big deal, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you the best of luck in the national anthem and the Canadian anthem. Is Canadian anthem, does it have a name to it? Do we know that?
Canada.
Canada, that's right.
Yep,
that's
it.
Right. Are you going to hold
Stuart,
a Canadian flag or anything like that?
Stuart Friedman is standing right here looking at me, listening to me talking about the Canadian national anthem. So if you're ready, I can pass you on through to Tammy and put you on.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Cindy, I'm going to give the phone to Stuart Friesen right now. He is down here. He is coming down from Canada. He said we've got a five-hour drive for him, and he's going to take his chance tonight at $50,000. So here you go.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello, Stuart. How are
hello,
you?
Hello, good, hello. Good, good. Doing well, thanks.
Wonderful. How was that drive down?
Uneventful. It was perfect. We brought the camper down and got here last night and getting ready to go. It was a nice trip.
Well, with the camper, there was definitely room for you to park, correct? I hear the parking there is just unreal.
It's a good thing we had some friends because we got a pretty good spot in here. We're coming late, but it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool atmosphere here. And yeah, exactly. With $50,000 on the line for this deal, it's pretty exciting over here.
Okay, let me ask you. You nervous?
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. But no, it's a big event, and fortunately we were in a position where we can run a couple big events kind of like this a year, during the year. So it's definitely been highlighted on our schedule all year long. So.
Let's hope winning this will afford you to do a few more big events, right?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Definitely. I'm hooked up with a great team for this race, and we're just really looking forward to it.
Now, how long have you been racing dirt tracks?
I've been running the dirt modified division for about 8 or 9 years now.
And you've been racing for how long?
I started when I was 9 years old on the go-karts, and just kind of moved up through the ranks in different dirt track, starter divisions. I ran some sportsman modifieds and a couple different pavement divisions, and been at it for the last 6 or 7 years, pretty full-time.
Full-time, huh? Do you have aspirations to move, off the dirt track, not on a NASCAR sanctioned race, but maybe a NASCAR altogether?
Yeah, that's definitely something I think about. We try to race and do as well as we can do. Maybe catch somebody's eye up in a higher division. But, for now, I really enjoy doing what I'm doing. The NASCAR deal is tough. It's very corporate.
It is very.
The marketing and everything that goes along with it, you really got to get associated with a good sponsor and move up through.
And that's what I do. Tammy probably didn't tell a lot of people, but I work for a NASCAR Nationwide Sprint Cup driver.
Very cool. Yeah.
And I understand the aspect of that. And even though there are the good drivers out there that are unknown, once they become known, it's still very difficult to land a ride.
Definitely.
Like you said, it's all corporate. It's all corporate business. And it doesn't really matter how good you are, unless you get in with one of the top 4 or 5 teams. All you have to do is work for that sponsor.
Exactly.
That one sponsor is not enough. 4 sponsors is not enough on a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough game, and especially to try to compete, like you said, with the top, top 4 or 5 teams, and it's something just to get to the races and then try to break, be a 15th or 25th place car is one thing, and trying to run in the top 15 is a totally different deal. So, as you all know, it's a tough game.
It is very tough. It is tough. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I'm very happy that they're singing the Canadian, or what is it, the national? How do y'all say it? The Canadian national anthem?
Yeah, the Canadian national anthem. Yeah, it's cool. To have a bunch of Canadian race fans that came down for this and represent those guys, and give them something to cheer for. It's a lot of fun.
You got to say thank you to Grandview for even thinking that. Because. It's hard for us a lot of times to think, there's a Canadian here. Well, let's sing their national anthem.
The dirt modifieds are a big division, and we're all the way from Quebec to into Ontario and New York and down here in Pennsylvania. So it attracts all sorts
French?
Of fans, and a race like this, it brings them all out. So it's pretty cool.
Do you speak French?
Pardon me?
Do you speak French?
Do you flinch?
Do you speak French?
Oh, do I speak French? Oh, sorry, I couldn't really hear you. Not really. Not enough to say that I do. I can read it a little bit. Maybe enough to squeak by when we visit up there.
Oh, okay. Just double checking on that.
Right.
I have a 13-year-old
cool.
here that wanted to hear someone speak French.
I don't know. Jeff Strong's standing right next to me. I don't know. He might be able to do that. I don't know.
Okay. He might be able to. listen, Joey, Stuart, we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Be safe. That's the ultimate goal right there. The $50,000 purse is really nice, but safety, remember, comes first.
Definitely.
Nobody. Don't be a Tony Stewart.
Right. Yeah. No. Nobody likes Tony.
Right. I know. I just got yelled at for that. And don't let Tammy know what I just said because
she's
a Tony Stewart fan. Well, it was wonderful talking to you, and I hope you have a great time, and I hope you do very well at tonight's race.
All right, well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy, are you ready? We got Jeff Strauch now. He has won this race before. He's a track champion up here at Grandview, and he knows his way around this track, too. And you know what? He's going to give your Dwayne Howard a run for his money.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
I'm not playing favoritism right now. I have no... I'm going to wish them all the best. And, at this point, the excitement in all of y'all's voices, I can, almost make out what's going on in the background. There's just no way for me to even say, Dwayne Howard's going to win this. I have no stats. I have no figures. I just,
I just want everyone to go out there and have a good time. And when y'all win, for any of these drivers, you make sure you let them know that Cindy is there listening. I want to know what's going on. You know, it's,
you got it. Well, let me pass you off to him so we can keep this going so we don't lose phone signal.
We're losing signal?
Well, no, I keep losing. As long as we stay in one little spot, we're good. We just can't move from this one little corner of the car.
Don't move.
So let me pass the phone off to him, and I'll give you Jeff's trunk.
Wonderful.
There you go. Hey, Cindy.
If you stay in the corner, you can kind of keep yourself.
Oh, Connor. Hello. I'll see you all this soon. Yes.
Jeff's drunk. You know, if you listen to our show on Thursday night, please forgive me because I said Strunk. That's really his last name is Strunk.
S-T-R-U-N-K, yep.
S-T-R-U-N-K. You know, and if you get a little tipsy, you might say my name is Jeff's drunk.
people ask me what's in Jeff's trunk.
What's in Jeff's trunk? Hey, that's a good one, too. You know, I know you've probably heard a lot, you know. But what is going on out there? What are you
$50,000 to win.
That's what you're looking at, isn't it?
$50,000
to win. And if you win this, what are you doing with your $50,000? You going to pocket a little bit or just put it all back in?
Well, I don't own the car, so I split that with the car owner. But
I'm going to
definitely
pocket
what I can, you know.
Well, you know, that's always it. So you've won this before.
Yes, three times.
$20,000.
But it only paid $20,000 to win them each time. So.
Well, still.
We can win almost as much money in one night as we did in three. So.
In three, right?
Yeah,
what was
yeah.
I mean? When you won the $20,000, what were you thinking?
Just relieved, happy, you know. Glad that, I mean, it's a lot of pressure building up to the race, and a lot of people here, I mean, probably 10,000 to 12,000 people, and it's just a big event, you know, it gets bigger and bigger every year, and they pay more money every year, so, you know, quite a big deal.
When you win the $50,000, what do you think you're going to be thinking?
I don't know, I just hope we can, you know, feel that feeling later, and then I'll let you know, but I know what we're here for, and to do my job, and I race professionally, so, you know, it's a big deal. You got to make money
right?
to eat,
well,
make money to
exactly.
keep us going. And
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to hold you to that, though, because if you win, you will be on my show Thursday night, because I will have to fly to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Where are y'all at? Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Not Philly. You guys aren't even close to Philadelphia, huh?
No, it's only about 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, whatever. I'll have to drive there. Don't make me fly there and come beat somebody.
Do it right at the track.
Yeah, right? Well, I would
do it right from Victory Lane, because if we win 50,000, we'll probably still be there partying.
You know what? I'll be there in, 10 days. So, you know, that still might be a possibility, won't it? It still might be a possibility. Well, listen, if you do win this, will you come on my show Thursday night, me and Tammy?
Sure. Just get Whippy to get a hold of me.
Definitely.
Exactly.
We're definitely going to want to talk to you. You know what? We might even want to talk to you if you don't win. I want to know what goes on out in that track. You know? But I wish you
hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about.
Right. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I've told everyone else. Be careful out there.
We will. We will. We're safer there than we are anywhere. So.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Is, you know, when there's that many people running for that much money, someone's going to get run over.
Well, it might happen, yeah. But we're safe enough.
Be
safer now than you are in a vehicle, so.
I know that. Well, I wish you the best. And
I appreciate it.
And, you know,
thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no problem. Take some time and get some relaxation in before that race.
We're just about ready to rock and roll here, so.
Well, good luck. Definitely good
Thank
luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me.
Bye
now.
Thank you. Okay, Cindy?
Yeah.
I have a treat for you. Are you ready for this, honey?
Is that Dwayne Howard?
Dwayne Howard is here. Whippy went in the pits. He brought him down here for you. So are you ready for this?
I don't know if I can do this.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Hold on. He's talking to a couple fans right now. And then you are going to finally get to talk to the man that you picked to win tonight because you hear his name all the time.
I did pick him to win. I did.
You did.
Definitely.
Now, it is a little hard to hear on the phone. So you got because they're starting to put the tractors and stuff like that out in the track to get it ready and finalize everything. So I'll just give you a warning now. It could be a little hard to hear. Oh, I just found a brake line.
You found a what?
I found a brake line from somebody's car.
Oh, I thought you said a bracelet. I said, is it pretty?
No. But, yeah,
don't
just give him a couple of seconds.
And... don't forget to scan the ground for gold. People lose their bracelets and gold. All right.
Are you ready, Cindy?
I am ready.
Okay, here you go.
Try it. It's noise with the truck. So.
Hello?
Dwayne Howard.
Yes, how are you?
I am fine. Am I speaking to the legendary Dwayne Howard?
Who I
chose to win this race tonight.
Well, thanks for picking me tonight. If everything works out, I hope it is like that. But, yes, I am that Dwayne Howard, getting ready to get racing here, I hope.
Well, you know what? I hope y'all do. Let me tell you, with the reports that Tammy gives on her, on the Monday night show with Vince and Tammy and I's Thursday night show, I had no choice but to pick you. You know, I've seen pictures of you climbing out of a mangled car. I've seen pictures of you on that track with that car. You know, I mean, you go all out.
Yes, we do. You know what? We were fortunate to win 9 features here this year, and I'm glad you picked us again. I think we are maybe the favorite going into the night, but, you know, that all can change. There's a lot of competitors here, and
you are the favorite. I mean, I have heard that you are the favorite, but, you know, some people are now saying that, they're expecting some underdogs. You know, I'm going to dispel that. I'm going to dispel that right now.
I mean, I hope so. You know, one guy's going to be that lucky guy to walk away from $50,000 tonight. If I'm that guy, great. If not, you know what, it's not the end of the world. We had a really good season here at Grandview.
Right.
And you know what, we're just a perfect day here. We're just waiting for warm-ups going and really ready to get this race, get going and start this event.
Well, you know, I wish you the best, and you know, I've been saying Dwayne Howard's going to win this, and I'm very excited that you're on the show. Thank you for coming on and taking the time to talk to us, but we want to let you know that there are people all over the United States that listen to us, and there's one here in Texas that says Dwayne Howard's going to win this.
Well, thank you.
But then I also said, now, don't forget, there's a 10% promotion fee.
Okay, well, hopefully that mojo works, and I absolutely appreciate the support from Texas, and again, thanks for picking me, and like I said, I'm ready to get this Freedom 76 underway.
Go get it, and let us know. You know, I'm going to be calling in, talking to you on Monday, and if you win this, I'd like you to come on the show Thursday.
That would be fine.
Yeah,
I'll call in
on Monday, and we're going to talk about this wonderful win that you're about to take.
That sounds absolutely marvelous. Thank you.
Great. Have a great night, and please be careful out there.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Dwayne.
You're welcome. No problem.
Are you good, Cindy?
Huh?
Are you good?
I'm good. I don't get starstruck.
We're going to have Mikey Gouler coming down. He's just going in right now to sign himself in, so he's signed in on time. He's not late. So he's going to be coming down.
Okay.
We got all kinds of stuff. Since I'm on my phone, though, honey, I don't know what time it is.
I'm checking now. I'm not on the internet either. I figured that there's just really no reason to be. Didn't open the chat, didn't open anything. You know, we just got it going through just to, you know, to keep it on recording so that people can re-listen to this. But we have approximately 15 minutes left.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess Mikey's going to be our last interview.
Okay, Mikey, and who is Mikey?
Mikey Gouler, he is the 3G that you see a lot of the pictures of up on Garage Talk Live. He's the one that we had some
red
pictures
car
up the other week. The red car that we did
red
the
car
open house at the other week at the one of his sponsors. So he's signing in, so hopefully he'll make it back down here before 4:30, and we'll get him on.
So
but Whippy's here hanging out.
Great.
Oh, wait, here we go. We're going to give you Cole Harris so Mikey comes down.
Who?
How you doing?
Hi, I don't even know who I'm talking to. How are you?
It's Cole Harris. I'm great. Yourself?
Cole, I'm wonderful. I'm Cindy. I do Garage Talk Live Girls Getting the Facts with Tammy. How are you?
I'm awesome. Race day is always a good day.
It is. It is. And there's so much excitement going on down there. I just wish I was part of it. I guess I am in a way, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just as much a part as anybody else.
Yeah, I guess so. So tell me, what's it looking like down there?
The weather's beautiful. Ton of people. Good field of race cars. You can't really ask for much more.
No, you're excited about tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This is about to get away within, an hour?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. We have first round of hot laps to get heat in the motors and make sure everything's right.
Mm-hmm.
See where we go from there.
See where we can go. Well, you know, I wish you all the best of luck tonight, and you know, hope everyone stays safe. And let me ask you, I've asked everybody else, how long you been going to Grandview?
I don't race here full time. I'm kind of an invader. I race Big Diamond Speedway every week, but we come down here as much as we can. I ran here 2 years full time when I first started, but too much to run two nights a week, so I come down when I can.
And where are you from?
I'm from Gordon, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You kind of sound like a New Yorker.
I sound like a New Yorker. I got that accent.
Yeah, and people say I do.
Yeah.
You know, mine's a cross between California and Texas, so.
Wow, there you go.
There you go. Well, you know, you going to win this, or are you going to just ride it out?
We have just as good a shot as anybody else. I mean, you got to draw a good number, start up front, and hope the night goes smooth.
And hold it. Now, if you win this, what are you doing with the money?
I'll have a new car on order by the time I leave here if I win this.
Definitely, right? Is new car or new race car?
New race car.
That's, you know, for some reason I knew that's what you were going to say. Wonderful. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Be safe out there, and hope you get it.
We'll try. I appreciate it. I had fun. Thank you.
Cool. No problem. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Are you having fun yet, Cindy?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. How about you?
I am good. I cannot believe how many people are here. Now, for those who didn't see the Grandview Speedway website, they put an update up late last night. Because of the crowd that's coming here, they are going to run out of seats. They know this. There is going to be limited availability of standing room only in infield if it's not gone already. So some lucky fans may have the chance to upgrade their tickets to standing room only in infield, or their standing room only on the backstretch, which normally fans don't get to watch from either. So there are some special seating options going on up here, so make sure if you're up here and you're listening to us, go check it out before they are sold out of them, because you know what? You're going to want to see this action as close as you can, and with the way those grandstands are looking right now, yeah, I think that might be one of the best viewpoints up here.
Yeah, standing is not going to hurt. You're going to be standing the whole time anyway.
Yep,
so really
I will
matter.
Be. I mean, and when you're down here watching this race, you know what? You're going to be jumping up and down. You're going to be cheering for your driver, so why not just stand up and jump up and down and have some fun anyway? That's what it's all about tonight.
Tammy, I know you don't play favoritism whatsoever. I know you're not going to.
I still have two favorites that I'd like to see win tonight. Yeah, but I don't want to jinx them, so I'm not going to say.
You're not going to say. You know?
No, but they do both have the same first name, and they both have red cards, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that. we all know that. You know, I have chosen Dwayne Howard. But I just want to make everyone out there know that, you know, to anyone that even participates, wins, you know, even attempts to, you know, come in second, or, you know, there is no second place in this race.
Well, you know what, though? To make the field in this race, that alone, you're making history. You make this field with the number of cars that are here. Half these cars, over half these cars that are here, aren't getting in the main event. So just to make that main event, you have accomplished something big tonight.
Big, you know, and that's what I was meaning. This is not just, you know, who's going to win it. Who's going to be in it?
Exactly. I mean, this is not NASCAR where we know five or six cars are going home. 40-plus cars are not making the field tonight. 40-plus guys who are here are going to be sitting watching that feature because they're not going to make the field. And you know what? It's not because they're going to not make the field because of talent. They're going to not make the field because of how many people are here, how hard everybody has worked, and how much everybody has stepped up for this one special night of racing. You know, because everybody up here is super talented. They all have a lot of knowledge in the sport. Their teams have worked so hard to get that car ready this week for them to be up here. So at this point, it's out of their hands, and it's up to their skills on the track, and it's up to the skills of the drivers around them.
Right. So now I do know that Dwayne will definitely be in it. Joey? Oh, Jeff Strunk will be in it, correct?
Yep. And Kevin Hurtler's going to be in it. Danny Johnson's a guaranteed starter. Billy Decker. I had them all written down and I don't have it with me.
Stewart. You know, he's not guaranteed a spot.
No, he's not guaranteed a spot. No.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, and it's just, you know, and that's what's a shame, that there are people that have come.
And while we're waiting for the next driver to come down, too, I want to let everybody know we are here at the track. We're sitting here right by the pit gate. Literally, I can go bang, 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 and you'll hear the gate next to me. We have candles from Cadence Candle Company. We have torches from Cadence Candle Company. So we have all kinds of stuff. We've got Garage Talk Live goodies. We're going to have some goodies from TNN Hair Salon to give out. We've had so many people to give us so much stuff to give out tonight. So you don't know when things are going to be coming flying at you.
Right. and we're waiting on Mikey, correct?
Mike Guler's signing in right now, and then he's going to make the long walk back down the hill because for those who have never been here, you have to walk up the hill to get into the pit. So he's going to walk up that hill, sign in, walk back down the hill to where we're parked, and then come chat with us for a couple minutes. And then he's going to get ready to go racing, which I'm trying to kind of peek around the corner and keep an eye out for him.
Well, you know, and I'm checking on our time here.
I think we have about 20 minutes, if I'm figuring it right.
No, ma'am, because we started it and stopped it and started it and stopped it.
Oh, okay.
Remember that. We have, I don't know, I'm going to say, maybe I'm looking at this here. It's got two sets of numbers here.
We should be good. We were set till 4:30 today.
Until 4:30?
Yep, 4:30 Eastern time. Okay. I know you're California time, so 3:30, I guess, your time.
No, I am not California time.
Texas time.
Texas time. I am definitely Texas time. I wish I was on California time, but unfortunately.
Oh, I know.
You know. Yeah, we've got about 17, 18 minutes.
Well, we can make that work. That's all good. I know Whippy was going to go try and grab one more person for us. He's been doing good being my little runner up here and helping me out. And,
you know
I just, he is awesome.
We definitely thank you.
So, I'm so glad that he could help go and grab people for us and everything like that. You know, if you're up here, and if you're not up here, I'm going to make sure I get lots of pictures of this because this is, it's one big giant family reunion up here. It's not, you know, they're calling it Freedom 76 or Palooza. It is. It's a party, but it's a reunion. Everybody's sitting in their chairs relaxing until race time out here. You know, the campers are out, the trucks are out, everything's out and around, and everybody's just relaxing, having fun, and talking with each other, and this is what it's all about. This is what this sport is all about. It's all about family.
Right. Well, you know, and talking to the different drivers, you know, and my first question is how long you've been there? And I don't mean days. I mean years. And there is no one. There is no one that that hasn't been there more than 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've all grown up here. You know, the Strunke family's grown up here. I've grown up here. You know, Mikey's grown up here. He's coming down here. His dad used to race. You know, it's just, it's a family sport, and it just passes down through the generations. You know, my kids come up now and watch the racing and everything like that. It's just, that's how we're brought up, and this is what we do, and we get together, and like I said, it's just like a giant family reunion. And even when we gather for our banquet to celebrate everybody's accomplishments, we gather the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So we celebrate our Thanksgiving together.
Right. Well, that's just wonderful. You know, I mean, I just really wish that it was something that, I could be there for. And, you know, and you have a lot of these drivers that are close to you, that live, by you. So, you know, I guess I'm not feeling too left out because I'm going to be there in, what's today's day? Today is Saturday.
You are, and guess what? Whippy is going to meet
there
work
less than
together
days.
With Whippy that Wednesday night before. So you are going to get a chance to meet him.
I'm excited, and then I can go ahead and get those. Hey, would I look cool in those sunglasses?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to have you try them on.
Said he could loan them. I told him we
here we go. We got Doug Miller here, and we got Mike Guler. So we're going to play pass the phone around.
All right, let's put him on speakerphone.
This is Tammy. Tammy. Oh, hello, this is Doug.
Doug, it's Cindy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. So what's going on? What are you doing over there? I hear there's a whole bunch of people.
We're getting ready to go racing. 76
racing,
laps,
boy.
Biggest race in the area. 50,000 to win. So, ready
that?
To go racing.
Who's going to win that?
Hopefully me. I
hey,
hope so. I mean,
$50,000.
Well, 50,000. Well, I won't do anything with it because the car owner will get the money. So what he'll do is probably pay the bills that we've accumulated all year.
Well, you know what? And then that's you're going to continue on again, right?
Well, hopefully we just keep moving. We'll have a couple more races after this, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, I wish you all the best. Let me ask you, how long have you been racing there?
I've been racing here 19 years.
And how long have you been going there?
I'm only going a couple of years prior to that because I used to race go-karts prior, so I didn't really get to come here that much.
As a child, because you know that this track has just made history over and over again with the amount of people that have been going there since they were very, very young.
Oh, it's very good. They have a good fan base, and because they've been around so long, and they have a good fan base, and it just keeps everybody coming back.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. So, how long have you been preparing for this? I mean, is there anything that you've done differently to get
ready
for this race?
Not really. We've tried to just do the same things we've been doing all year. We had a decent year here this year. We got second in the points and had two wins.
Right.
So we're just hoping that we just continue doing the same stuff. We didn't want to overthink it, so we'll just go at it.
You're just
going to
treat this like a regular race. Is that what you're going
to
do?
That's the plan. I mean, it's hard to, though, with the amount of people that are here. There's campers everywhere. There's a boatload of people. It's probably going to be the fullest it's ever been. And it's hard to treat it like a regular race.
This is your Super Bowl.
I'm sorry?
You've made it. This is your Super Bowl. You've made it to
the
Super Bowl.
You're exactly right. Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I wish you the best, Doug. You know, when you win this Thursday night, you're coming on our show, right?
Okay, that's a plan.
That's the plan. We're all gonna go out to dinner.
All right.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug. Good luck.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. You're welcome.
All right, Cindy. We're gonna give you the mic now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
How you doing?
Mikey, what's going on?
Not much. Just got here and checking out all the festivities and what everybody's doing. And
you didn't join in on the festivities. You haven't joined in on the pre-race festivities, huh?
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of people camping and partying, hanging out and having a good time. So
you got all signed in? You're ready to go, huh?
Yeah. I'm waiting on my car. I don't want to let it out too early. So.
Right. And you're going to win this?
Is that the plan? That's the plan. We'll see. The other course here the same thing. So, we're going to worry about finding and getting in. And we'll go from.
Now, have you done anything to prepare for this race? You know, because it's a lot longer race than what y'all are normal, you know, used to there.
It's a little bit different. I read through the notes, and I watch a lot of videos, and you know, look back at our previous years, and you know, look at when the cautions come, and you know, the pace of the pace is for the race actually. And,
is this your first Freedom 76 race? Mikey, you're cutting out really bad. I think you're going to get closer to the car.
Okay. I've been running here at Granby now, and so this isn't anything new, but it's the first time we've had to run for 50,000. So
for 50, well, and that makes it a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And
this can make the season for your team. So
right, and it changes the entire field, does it not?
We got cars from all over the place, New York to Jersey and Delaware and. Guys that don't usually come down for this race, but when that kind of money's on the line, everybody's going to take a shot at it.
Does it make you a little, you know, apprehensive when you're out there? Because, you know, I mean, this is someone standing in front of you with $50,000, you know, and when you're standing there with, you know, 40 other people, you know there's going to be someone that wants to push someone over to get to it, and they're going to do whatever they can. Do you worry about that a little bit?
No, because, I mean, it's the same for everybody, you know. You got to finish it to win it, and keep our eyes open for.
There's a lot of carelessness that could go on out there.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a rough one, I'm sure. It's going to be ugly, and this is the last race for this car. Other than in another month or so, we got a couple of races coming up, and we'll have plenty of time to fix it up. So.
So you're going to go out there and do what you got to do also.
It's all for nothing on this one. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know, Mike, we wish you the best. And I like your car. I saw the pretty pictures of the car.
Yeah, Tammy takes some awesome pictures. She's doing a great job up here taking photos.
She does
and
a really good job.
Gets some really good shots. So.
Yeah, real good shots. And I know your family's got to be proud. I saw all of them in the picture, your whole team.
Hell yeah.
Y'all just, you know, do what you got to do. Stay safe out there. And
always.
I wish you the best. And when you win this, you're going to come on our show Thursday night, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go, and I know this race is about to get underway in about, 40 minutes?
I think we're getting ready to start doing the draw, maybe, and I'm not exactly sure what time anything starts, to be honest with you. I just drive it. I go when they tell me to go.
You just, you know, you got your push man telling you where you need to be. Exactly. Wonderful. Well, we wish you the best. Be safe, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy and then see you. All right, Cindy, that's what we got for now. We are getting ready.
Go ahead, Tammy.
We are getting ready. It's almost time to go racing up here. You know, it's probably getting close to 4:30. I know warm-ups and stuff are probably going to start about 6:30, if not sooner tonight. The fans are starting to make their way into the grandstands. I can see more and more people now going and covering up those blankets that are in there. You know, everybody's trying to get any last little bit of parking in here that they squeeze into. But everybody is if you can say, and watch tonight's race.
Wonderful. Well, you have a great time. Please, you know, be safe out there. You know, take.
I will do, and we're going to phone up, so we're going to try and do some updates on phone tonight too. So.
Oh yeah, try to get that done. And you know, I'll be back at home thinking wishing I was there and doing some math homework.
You got it. Well, you know what? Keep an eye on Garage Truck Live's Facebook page. We're going to charge the phone back up after this, and we're going to keep track of everybody who's winning what, who's in, who's not, and who's going home, and who's going to be in victory lane.
Wonderful. Great. Tammy, have a great time, and I'm glad that I was able to, you know, get this call underway so that we didn't have to use the Internet, and we now know what to do when we do our live feed from Dover.
We do. We are set. We are ready. You are awesome. You saved the show, and now we're going to go get ready to see these guys go out and race, and we're going to be ready to celebrate whoever wins that $50,000 tonight.
Right. Well, you make sure you get their phone number, and we will be calling them on Thursday.
You got it, honey. I would.
Unless it's Stuart, and we just wish him the best. I'm not calling Canada.
You got it. I will talk to y'all later, and keep an eye on Garage Truck Live's Facebook page. You never know who's going to win tonight.
Great. Have a good time. Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.